Summary of record-keeping guidance for providers of disability support services. Producers note, this document shows the logos of Disability Support Services and Ministry of Social Development, Te Manatu'u Whakahiato, ORA. It also shows the New Zealand government crest. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low-vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 4th of August 2026. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomps.nz followed by /in then 4 digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Summary of record-keeping guidance for providers of disability support services. Purpose of the guidance. The guidance and its supporting resources are intended to help disability support service providers to better understand their care record-keeping obligations and improve their practices. What are care records? These are the pieces of information that an organization creates or records about a person while responsible for providing them with care or support. Archives New Zealand defined care records by asking people which records were the most valuable to them and most needed protection. For more information go here, aicomps.nz/9271. Why are they important? Care records are taonga for the person the records are about. They can hold memories, connections, and explain important decisions that were made about the person. When created, looked after, and provided in a person-centered way, these records can provide meaningful answers for questions in people's lives. Which record-keeping issues did people share with the Royal Commission of Inquiry? Among other issues, people have described the impact of receiving records with offensive wording, big information gaps, and without any of their own views or voice reflected in them. The process of accessing care records was often described as confusing, slow, and demoralizing. When people did receive their records, there could be lots of information blacked out and difficult information they didn't expect to receive. Which areas of record-keeping practice does the guidance address? The guidance focuses on the key practice areas of creating, managing and providing access to care records. As these practices all play a role in helping to answer people's questions, they are all important to get right. The guidance explains how providers can meet their legal obligations and make other improvements in each area. What are some legal obligations that providers have when working with care records? Providers must create full and accurate records of the services they are providing. Store people's personal information securely and protected against loss, damage, or destruction for as long as is necessary. Ensure that people's personal information is accessible to them and respond to requests for access within the required time frame and without unreasonable delay. What are some other things that providers can do to improve people's experiences? Providers should create care records alongside disabled people using respectful, clear, and understandable language and keeping their autonomy in mind. Store and look after care records in a way which keeps them safe, is respectful, and allows access to be as quick and easy as possible. Handle access requests with empathy, provide people with options wherever possible, and communicate proactively. To see the full guidance go here, aicomps.nz/8663. To find out more about the work you can contact Disability Support Services at 0800 566 601 Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you're deaf, hard of hearing, deafblind, have a speech impairment or find it hard to talk, you can use the New Zealand Relay Service www.nzrelay.co.nz. Producers note, this audio version of this document was produced on the 4th of August 2026 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text-to-speech with a broadcast-quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.